Water stands in the drain, and the room goes still. You watch it, refuse to move. It means the line is blocked somewhere below the surface. You don't guess. You don't reach for chemicals. You steady yourself and work the problem with tools that give control. You check the fixture. You study the flow. You listen for trapped air. Every move has weight, because pressure in a small pipe can turn into a bigger mess if rushed. You set your stance. You choose the method that matches the blockage. You work with patience and force measured by feel. You clear the path inch by inch until the drain pulls again. The sound of moving water tells you the job is turning. It means you handled the pipe the right way. Chapter 1. At the first check. You start by confirming the drain is truly blocked. You empty the fixture as much as possible so you can see what the water does. You watch for slow movement or standing water. You check nearby fixtures. A blockage that affects more than one drain means a deeper issue. You carry out your scope. You identify the location of the clog. You note if the trap is accessible. You test the drain with a quick burst of water. The response guides the level of force needed. You move into safety steps. You shut off water supply. If the fixture is overflowing, you put on gloves. You clear the area around the drain. You set a towel down to control splash. You study the trap. You look for leaks. You check the cleanout point. You know a simple obstruction sits close to the entry. You prepare to work with a plunger. You place the plunger square over the drain. You press firmly to seal. You pull once to tighten the seal. You push with controlled force. You keep the strokes steady so pressure moves down the pipe and breaks loose debris. A pop or a quick swirl means the blockage is weakened. You pull the plunger away and test the flow. If water moves, you let it run for a few seconds to clear the line. If it does not, you repeat the process with slower strokes. Force without rhythm only packs the clog tighter. You check the drain again. You confirm if the trap needs removal. You prepare your tools for the next stage. The drain stays resistant. You know this means the blockage is deeper than surface level. Chapter 2. Into the line. You bring the snake forward. You choose a section that matches the pipe size. You feed the tip into the drain opening. You keep your grip firm, but loose enough to feel the turns of the pipe. You push slowly. You let the snake find the path. You rotate the handle to work the coil through bends. You feel the resistance. You know that means you are near the clog. You add steady pressure. You turn the handle with short, controlled motions. You break through the blockage. You feel the shift in tension. You pull back slightly and push again to widen the path. You work the section until the movement becomes smooth. You withdraw the snake. You run warm water to flush the pipe. You watch the flow. You check for backup. If the drain still hesitates, you enter the line again with a deeper reach. You stay aware of safety. You avoid over-rotating. You avoid forcing past a hard stop. Damage to the pipe creates problems far beyond a simple clog. You clear debris from the snake. You inspect the coil. You verify that the clog was organic and not a foreign object. The line begins to clear, but the flow is still slow. You test the pipe again. You know the blockage is loosened but not fully broken. You prepare the natural solution because water movement has returned just enough for it to travel through the line. Chapter 3. The natural reset. You dry the drain opening. You pour baking soda slowly so it settles in the pipe. You follow with hot water to carry it downward. You wait a few minutes, so the powder coats the blockage. You add vinegar. You let the reaction expand inside the pipe. You hear the fizzing. You know it is breaking down buildup that tools could not remove. You leave the drain untouched, so the reaction works without interruption. You flush the line with more hot water. You watch the stream pull down with strength. The clog is gone. You run water for a full minute to carry away residue. You check the trap. You confirm no leaks form during the process. You wipe the area clean. You store the tools. You take note of how the pipe responded, because each fixture teaches something about flow, pressure, and resistance. You complete the final check. The drain holds steady. The sound of clear water tells you the system is working the way it should.